the best way to turn mistakes into opportunities is to create strong teams. Fostering teams takes time and needs to be done over and over and over again. It isn't something that you can just do once a year at the designated team building opportunity or closed day. How can you build a stronger team and avoid some of the mistakes that Mary, Tony, and Diane shared? A successful team needs clear and specific goals with objectives, ongoing training, decision-making authority, team-based rewards and incentives, and open communication. These are all practices you can use as you work towards person-centered thinking and practices as an organization. These are benefits that directly support the goal of providing quality care to people with disabilities. In your leadership role, you'll be helping coach your staff to be a team.